Albayan Radio presents Actions of the Heart, presented by Sheikh Muhammad Duar.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda amma ba'd. We continue with the actions of the heart, and we have been discussing the action al-mahabba, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned in our last segment, regarding loving Allah Azza wa Jal, there are certain signs that prove this. And from those signs is that the person does not prefer anything over Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. That Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than everything and everyone else. So he does not give any preference to anything in this worldly life over his Lord and his religion. No child, no work, no career, no education, nothing from the dunya is given preference over Allah and His Messenger. And the person that lives their life like this has proven to himself that he is indeed truly loving of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why in the hadith, when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything except myself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Umar ibn al-Khattab, teaching him and teaching the Ummah a great lesson, he said, no, by Allah, O Umar, not until I am more beloved to you than yourself and everything else. So then Umar ibn al-Khattab paused, and then he said, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than myself. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Al-ana Umar, now Umar, meaning now you have completed what needs to be completed. So there's no doubt that from the signs of loving Allah is that Allah and His Messenger are above everything in your life. Also from the signs of loving Allah is to constantly remember Him, because a person who loves something is in constant remembrance of that thing. And that is why the Salaf used to say, from the qualities of those who love Allah is constant remembrance of Him in the night and day. So from the signs that you love the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you are always in remembrance of Him. It is also from the signs of loving Allah azza wa jal that you love the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kalam, Al-Quran. And that is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever wishes to know if he loves Allah, then let him look at himself with the Qur'an. If he loves the Qur'an, then he loves Allah, because the Qur'an is the word of Allah. So the great Sahabi radiyallahu anhu has linked our love for Allah with our love for His book. So the more a person loves the book of Allah Azza wa Jal by reading it, memorizing it, implementing its laws, then this is a sign of his love for Allah Azza wa Jal. It is also from the signs that a person loves Allah that he follows the Sunnah. For following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from the greatest signs of loving Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you truly love Allah, then follow me, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will love you in return. So this verse teaches us that a person can only love Allah azza wa jal if they follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in return they earn the love of Allah azza wa jal. And it is also from the signs that a person loves Allah azza wa jal that he loves the believers. For loving the believers is a sign of love for Allah azza wa jal. And that is why Shah al-Karmani rahimahullah, he said, loving the awliya of Allah is proof for loving Allah. So the believers love one another, and their love for each other is based on their love for Allah. So the believer loves what Allah loves, and he loves who Allah loves. So if Allah Azza wa Jal loves the awliya, then it is a duty upon us to love his awliya. And if Allah loves the believers, then it is a duty upon us to love the believers. And loving Allah Azza wa Jal has a number of fruit, my dear brothers and sisters. From the greatest of them is that it earns you Jannah. And that's the ultimate aim for every Muslim, to enter paradise. For there's no doubt, the stronger your love for Allah Azza wa Jal, the greater your chances are to entering Jannah. And those who have love for each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of their love for Allah, and in return it earns them the love of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith, my love is obligatory for those who love each other for my sake. And also from the fruits of loving Allah is that it prevents you from being cursed, whether by Allah Azza wa Jal or by the people. Loving Allah is a protection from being cursed. And we understand this from the hadith, where there was a man who used to make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laugh, but he was tested with being an alcoholic. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would order for him to be lashed whenever he would drink alcohol. And one day he was brought to be lashed. So one of the men said, O Allah, curse him, how much does he get lashed? One of the men said, O Allah, curse this man, for how much does he get lashed? And upon this, the Prophet ﷺ said, do not curse him, by Allah, I only know that he loves Allah and his messenger. So, subhanallah, the Prophet ﷺ prevented the people from cursing this man, even though he will drink, because the Prophet ﷺ had witnessed from him that he had a genuine love for Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear brothers and sisters, from the greatest ways of earning the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is to be constant and frequent in worshipping him. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.